Greetings, and thank you again for listening to my audio series, Cosmic and Rita Chronicles. My name is Laiea Anebnua, and as I've been working and thinking about what to share on the new moon and full moon, I came to the conclusion that it was probably most important right now to actually get into the actual phases of the moon and how I work with them. And so in this installment, which I am going to do a full moon installment in a few days, but right now I wanted to share my perspectives on, and from what I've learned in my teachings, with my teacher and in my own initiations with working with the moon over the last 20-something years. I've decided to call this the Sexual Alchemy and the Lunar Phases. The purpose of that, or the reason why I chose that name, is that my aim is to share ways of activating and using the energy currents of each of the lunar phases, of which there are eight, to transform, heal, reveal, and manifest blessings in your life. And this will take time, but what I have found is by aligning with the masculine and feminine currents in the cycle, within the cycle, you can learn to ride those currents and make changes. Now in this talk, I'm sharing insights on each of the phases, as I've mentioned, as either being masculine or feminine in nature, their power in our lives and in the human cycle of our ages, and how they are activated in each cycle of, or each phase. Now, how I've come to these decisions and conclusions about how the cycles work was a combination of what I learned from my astrology teacher, Robert Buzz Myers. He's now an ancestor. And my own shamanic initiations and understanding the spherical and cyclical nature of life. And part of this timeless teaching involves embracing the great dark womb of the mother as she and her consort, who conceive all things, material and non-material, give life to each of these cycles. The concept being that every month, through the lunar cycle, we live our entire lives over and over. That's something that came out of the inner teachings of the cycles, of which astrology is one of the maps that are manifest this teaching. Hope that makes sense. Anyway, living in the infinite compassionate universe in which we do, we always have the chance, multiple chances, to change our reality for the better. That's the gift of what we have here on Earth and in all dimensions, actually. But it's much more challenging to work with that energy on the Earth plane. It can be. I shouldn't say it's not a given, but giving what we have to undo while we're here, it's more of a challenge. And these are basically our mindsets. These are deeply imprinted grooves in our lives, and they're challenging to change as they are habits of mind. And in the tantric or Vedic system, the moon is the mind. It's our habitual mind. And as goes the mind, goes the body and the life. And we become comfortable even in the uncomfortableness of our lives. These grooves are the subconscious and unconscious nervous system and energy flows of the four bodies, which I'll talk about in a moment. And in order to change life conditions, what we have to do is step out of ordinary reality into dreamtime reality, that sacred space of what is known as no time, and cycles or energy flows that make up cycles allow us to do that, to step out of ordinary reality. Now, as mentioned before, astrology is the science and art of understanding cycles and spirals of space and time. The earliest astrologers used the space-time continuum, this sacred space to not only become one with the cycle, but to transcend it, influence it, and transform the conditions coming into and out of the spiral. Now, this may be challenging to comprehend, but please stay with me and try to feel what I'm saying with your inner standing, with your own inner understanding of what is underneath the words. Taking the energy of anything in a state of beingness and transforming it into something else is what is known as alchemy. And in order to have alchemy, you must always engage polarity, which are the masculine and feminine poles, no matter what you're doing. And what I've come to know from my studies in Tantra Yoga is that the solar and lunar cycles are intimately connected with the breath. And to balance the male and female currents, right and left side of the body, is to become enlightened in your physical body. There are other ways to do it, but that is breath is definitely one way. The same principle can also be applied when working with the lunar cycle each month, as there is a solar and lunar cycle within this cycle. And as again I mentioned earlier, during the waxing and waning of the moon, our four bodies or elemental bodies are activated at different points in the cycle. The four bodies are the emotional body, which is activated at the new moon and the gibbous phase of the moon, which also corresponds to the male energy, which is new, and the gibbous, which is the feminine currents of the moon. The etheric body corresponds to the crescent phase and the third quarter phase, which is the feminine. The crescent is the male, the third quarter is the feminine of the moon circle cycle. The feeling and moving body is our prana or energy body, and that's activated at the first quarter, which is the masculine, and the disseminating, which is the feminine current. And the mental body, which is, that's the other, the last energy or elemental body we're working with, is the mental body. And the mental body is activated during the full, and that's the feminine, and the balsamic, which is the masculine. Just keep that in mind. It's not something that you have to like live by, but just understanding that there are female and male currents within the cycle, and that those are the energies that most closely resemble masculine and feminine in that cycle. Okay, now to begin, from new moon to gibbous, which is right before the full moon, the cycle calls for us to be fully engaged in our male energy self, which means that we're self-oriented and focused, aggressively pursuing goals. We're excited about what we're doing. At the gibbous phase is when a shift takes place. We're moving out of the masculine into a more receptive phase. You can see this even in your life within a 24-hour period. There are day times during the day, depending on your own rhythms, that you're very up, you're energetic, and then there are times when your energy slows down and cools down. So if you can take this out, spread it out, you know, over days or within the month, then you can see that that is still what's happening. Let's see. So we begin to receive the answers during when we go into the slower cycle of the gibbous and full disseminating phase. We're beginning to receive answers. This is a time to celebrate the answers that are coming in, the prayers that are being answered during the full moon, and by the balsamic, which is the dark, after it's like the major release cycle of the whole phase. If you've been conscious, I mean, it works regardless of whether you're conscious or not, but if you have been conscious of the patterns and the cycles, then you can consciously release what is no longer part of the whole in order to see the new moon with this expanded awareness. So you're always going to be unfolding. That's the thing. I mean, you can work toward your goals and, you know, do rituals and all of that, but regardless, you're always going to be unfolding greater awareness. And the key is to stay open to the process, because even as your goals or desires are manifested by working within these cycles, both lunar and solar, you'll find that greater and greater awarenesses are available and unfold with you. Now, if we look at our lives from the perspective of the cycle of the moon each month, what is revealed is a miniature representative of the cycle of our lives. Just to recap, every month For 29.5 days, we have the opportunity to change the patterns if we become conscious of them. And I'm going to just go over briefly the actual ages that are connected to each cycle, you know, from like zero age to three, that type of thing. These cycles return, as you see. We can always have the opportunity to heal in the following cycle if we miss it in the first time, or whenever we decide to work with this way of working with the lunar and solar cycle. Now, the new moon phase, has been connected with newborns, zero ages to 3.8 years of age, 29.6 to 33.2 years of age, and 59 years of age to 62.8 years of age. That's the moon, new moon. The crescent moon is traditionally connected, or what we have found when I was working with Buzz and working in the medicine wheel and a couple of other shamanic maps. We also saw the crescent phase being connected to ages 3.8, you know, 3 years, 0.8 months, to 7 years, 0.4 years of, 4 months, years of age, 33.2 months, to 36.10 months, years of age. So that just means that from 33 to 36 years of age, you're working out of a crescent phase, and that body is activated. Those issues and concerns are activated. And I'm going to go over the phases and what they mean shortly. And also in the crescent phase is age 62.8 months to 66.4 months years of age. Then we move into the first quarter. That would be 7.4 years of age, 7.4 months to 11 years of age, 36.10 months to 40 years and 6 months of years of age, and 67.4 to 70 years of age. Okay, that's our first quarter energy. Then we move into the gibbous phase, which is 11 years of age to 14.9 months years of age, 40.6 months to 44.3 months years of age, 70 years, 0.73.9 months years of age. The full moon is 14.9 months to 18.5 months years of age. Then we have 47.11 months, 73.9 months to 77.5 months years of age. Again, if you want to have more information, I can send you a copy of the actual phases and their connected ages that they are connected to. Just giving it to you in general now, and then you can work with it on your own. Then we go into the disseminating phase of the moon, and that is representative of ages 18.5 months to 22.1 month years of age, 47.11 to 51.7, and 77.5 to 81.3 months years of age. And the third quarter is 22.1 month to 25.9 months years of age, 51.7 to 55.3 years of age, and 81.3 to 84.11 months years of age. The balsamic phase includes ages 25.9 months to 29.6 years of age, 55.3 to 59.0 years of age, and 84.11 to 88.6 years of age. And then the cycle starts over if you're living beyond that age. Now, just a quick overview of each of the phases. For the new moon is dark. It doesn't really show light until like the third day. There is a promise of light and new beginning. The senses or sense activated during this phase is our sense of sight. It's important to imprint your consciousness on what it is that you want to see happen in that cycle. There is a desire for clarity, and the only way to manifest the inner vision is to reach out and get going too. So you have to really, if you look at newborns and Real small toddlers, they're visual. They're very, very visual. And so that's what we have to really get a lock on, is what we really want to see manifest. Now at the crescent, we do start seeing the sliver of light. It's now visible. Our instincts, we know we have a visual of what we want. Instincts are strong. Again, I'm going to say that as far as the body that is activated during that time is the, oh boy, let me see here. The crescent phase is the etheric body, okay? And the etheric body is what we need to actually, our instincts. They are controlling our instincts. That's our closest physical body, closest to the physical. Okay, so going back into what we are working with is the, for the crescent, is the etheric. Our instincts are strong. The senses are activated, or the taste and smell. That's what we're working with. So it's important to really. Well, what Buzz used to suggest is that we eat food and eat herbs and drink the drinks that are associated with what it is that we're trying to connect with. And the smell, incense, you know, if you're trying to get a new car or whatever, you go smell a new car, whatever. But those instincts are very strong. It's important to add that instinct of taste and smell to the visual, because you're taking the whole being, okay? You're taking your whole being to that through this entire cycle. And at this stage, the goal is preservation of the vision and to stay focused on what you want no matter what. The instincts can help you when you're feeling blocked. And the other thing is, and I haven't talked about this yet, and I may do a totally different podcast on how to actually work within that cycle, but just for the sake of getting through this part of it, you may come up against your own resistance. And the way to do that is to keep a journal, or to start a journal on what your life was like at those ages that I mentioned. And you know, you might start seeing some patterns that come up, and that's when you really start working with those smells, the visuals, to go back to that age and put something, a new imprint there. The environment is very important. As you see young children, they're starting to move out into their environment and feel their way around and see what's what. So that's really kind of where we're at with that. Okay, now the next stage is the first quarter. The vision should be strong and clear. The reason for reaching our goal is more understood. We used our instincts to feel through, and now it's time to have faith and what we want. Okay, our individuality is developing during this phase. We should be separating away from where we have been, from past conditioning, opening up into new understanding towards what's wanted. Your feelings are very important. Now, feelings are very different, or somewhat different from instincts. So your feelings are going to get you, it's more of an intuitive. Instincts are like a step below feelings. Feelings, I believe, are more connected to your intuition. So that's where we are right now. Then we move into the gibbous phase. We've moved through the first quarter. Now we're moving into the gibbous. The outward flow of male aggressive energy. Still, we've been all along here. This is our male cycle of energy. The outward flow of male aggressiveness and direction begins to relinquish its control. It surrenders to the feminine. It's beginning to surrender to the feminine. See what she has to say. The feminine has a more inclusive energy, whereas the masculine is more concerned with self. The feminine, of course, is concerned with how everybody is affected by what the self does. The feminine is interested in magnetizing, being reflective, and in gathering, and both men and women have this. It doesn't mean that you have to give up who you are. It just means that you allow that other part of you to become a part of what it is you're trying to manifest. Keep in mind that whatever has been sent out at the new moon now begins to come back through thought and feelings. It's still, you're still processing, you're still haven't fully integrated, you haven't really fully, you haven't seen completely your effect on your environment. Your environment hasn't fully been speaking to you as much as it will in the full, but you're getting a sense of where you're going and what impact that may have. It is still very important to have faith and trust in the vision, yet stay open for further information which will make itself known in the full. Now, I think I'm going to go ahead and do a second part so we can go and I don't want these to be too long. Again, I just have found that people work better when they have short bursts of information that they can process instead of trying to go deep into a long, drawn-out thing. Because you may have questions, you may want to write them down, you may want to take a breath, and even a number of things. So we're going to just stick with the shorter things. This is 20 minutes, so we'll stop here and go to the next level. Okay, thank you for listening.